Chris Morning Update, Thursday, May the 25th. Wuxi Biologics, a big one-stop shop for drug discovery, development and manufacturing in China, has reportedly set its sights on a $513 million IPO. According to a report in Reuters, the company plans to sell 193 million shares at HK$18.6 to $20.6 each, valuing the total deal at up to HK$3.98 billion. Just a few months ago, the company was talking about raising $200 million to $300 million through the IPO on the Hong Kong market. The latest report doubles that amount, highlighting the oversized role the company founder Ge Li has in the country's biotech industry. Ge Li runs the mother company Wuxi AppTech in Shanghai, and over the years he's been building a large R&D and manufacturing operation that spans the globe. According to Wuxi Biologics IPO filings, the company had recruited 678 scientists as of end of third quarter 2016, most leaning toward animal studies. They were engaged in 140 preclinical drug projects, 32 early-stage development efforts, and 3 Phase 3 programs for clients. Ge Li took Wuxi AppTech private 2 years ago when it had a valuation of $3.3 billion. The biologics R&D manufacturing arm that's going public now has been building new manufacturing facilities, including the new cGMP manufacturing operations. Its clientele includes close connections with AstraZeneca, J&J, Genentech, and Amicus. The Chinese government has had ambitious plans to expand biotech and drug R&D work, often subsidizing the construction of new facilities. Now, Moody's investor service cut China's sovereign credit ratings for the first time in nearly 3 decades, citing expectations that the country's financial strength will deteriorate in the coming years as debt keeps rising and the economy slows. In a Wednesday statement, Moody's said it downgraded China's rating to A1 from AA3 while changing its outlook to stable from negative. In March of last year, it cut China's outlook to negative from stable. Moody last cut its China's credit rating in November 1989. Moody now raised China's credit alongside that of countries such as Japan, Saudi Arabia, and Israel. The news triggered an early sell-off in Chinese stock, with shares in Shanghai Composites falling more than 1% before recovering, in addition to modest losses for Chinese currency in the freely traded offshore market. The impact on the heavily controlled domestic currency and bond markets was muted. The move comes as Beijing has intensified a campaign in recent months to rein in risky investment and financing practices that pose a serious threat to the stability of the world's second largest economy. The Bank of China has raised the sweeps of short-term interest rate twice since early February, while the banking regulators cracked down on investment products with highly leveraged bets in capital markets. Moody said in a statement, quote, "The downgrade reflects Moody's expectations that China's financial strength will erode somewhat over the coming years, with economy-wide debt continuing to rise as potential growth slows." Moody Investor Service followed its downgrade of China's sovereign rating Wednesday with a downgrade of Hong Kong, reflecting its view that credit trends in China will continue to affect Hong Kong, given their close economic, financial, and political ties. Moody's lowered Hong Kong's rating to AA2 from AA1. The rating now stands at the third highest level of investment grade above China's rating of A1, which is the sixth highest level of investment grade. Economic and financial linkages between the Hong Kong and China are close and broad-based, said the ratings agency. Combined with political linkages, this means that any erosion in China's credit profile, such as that reflected in the 24th of May downgrade of China's rating to A1 with a stable outlook, will ultimately affect Hong Kong's credit profile and will be reflected in the special administrative's rating. China accounts for more than half of Hong Kong's exports of goods, 3/4 of tourist arrivals, and 40% of exports of services in general, says Moody's. As a very open economy, Hong Kong is exposed to global trade, bringing it even closer to China as it increases its shares of world GDP and global trade, it said. And that's our update for Thursday. Stay tuned for update on the 26th.